loves, welcome to your safe space. As always, it's your girl High Frequency, and we're here to talk about some crazy shit. So this week, I'm at my safe space, my home, my new normal, which is recording here, and I'm really happy because the sun is peeking in right now, and I'm fucking intoxicated, so I'm really happy. So can you guys introduce yourselves?
What up, what up?
You're talking into the microphone that's not even
it's
recording.
It's not plugged in.
I'm smile cone. Because I smile and make you come.
You know what's crazy? I know you like thought that up in your head and you were like, oh, this is a gem.
Yeah. Yo, so it's not?
Oh, I hate to break it to you, but...
You too?
It is.
He said you've turned on me too. Okay, you have to introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm Rumor.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so we went day drinking, and it was fucking awesome. And we did a lot of communicating, which was really cool, because friends have to communicate. That's something I've learned. If you don't communicate with your friends, your relationship's going to be really shitty. Like, I never thought about it. Like, you just hang out with your friends all the time, but you never think about the fact that, like, you guys have to communicate effectively, too. Maybe
honestly,
I'm just trash.
No, but, like, if we didn't sit down today, we would have been so doomed.
Yeah, like, our friendship would not have survived. Because then it would have just been a lot of unspoken shit. Yeah.
I'm glad we sat down instead of, like, doing a regular program, like, going out to drink.
Yeah.
Even though a conversation would have came up, but...
Yeah, and I'm glad we didn't just, like, text about it.
But it still wouldn't be effective.
I like face-to-face communication. Like, oh my god, face-to-face communication makes me feel so awkward, but it's so essential.
Yeah.
Like, it's not
literally, like, ripping off a band-aid.
Yeah, like, you just gotta do it. And even while it's happening, I'm like, fuck, can we be done with this? But then it's like, no, you need to do this. So anyways, this brings me to my point that we were talking about.
What up?
This week, I've been doing a really bad job with regulating my emotions, and I feel like I've just been really fucking angry and, like, crazy. Like, I never felt like I was a crazy girl. Like, I don't want to be the crazy girl that people date, but I'm high-key, like, the crazy girl that people date.
But why do you feel crazy, though?
I told him that I would set each of his dreads on fire individually.
Run, nigga, run. Run, nigga.
Like, he's gonna hang out with me today and be like, yo, bro, we can't do this no more. You're fucking crazy. And then I'm gonna be like, I completely understand because I'm toxic.
I don't think you're toxic. I think you just like to sabotage shit.
Yeah, I think honestly... Okay, so we're talking about a situation with this guy that I have been seeing very briefly. I accused him of some shit, but then, like, now that I'm thinking about it, I totally blew it out of proportion. And it's really just a form of self-sabotage. But my point is, I said some really reckless shit to him. And, like, usually during conversation, I'm really good at, like, taking my time away from a person, getting my thoughts together to make sure I can speak to you appropriately and not talk to you crazy. But for some reason, I was wine drunk, and that's what I felt in my heart, that I wanted to set every single dread on his head on fire.
Nigga, I'ma kill you.
No, I don't want to kill him. Just set them on fire. No, but literally.
Well, wine gets you like that, though.
It really did.
Wine.
And it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, no.
I was just not.
Plus, like, you love fire. So maybe subconsciously.
Shut up. That's what he said. He was like, is this your kink? I'm like, I'm angry. Don't bring up sex. I'm fucking mad.
Nah, nigga. It's time to fight.
I guess he's not scared of me because he's, like, literally texting me right now. That's refreshing. But then is that refreshing? Like, I said that to you and you still want to talk to me, like... Right? Like, you still want to talk to me after I said that?
It caught him off guard.
I think we're both red flag. Like, this is a red flag on both ends.
We'll see in a couple weeks.
But...
If I don't sabotage it by then.
You can't run.
I run from everything.
Don't run.
And I call myself a free spirit. I'm a fucking fraud. I'm, like, so scared. I am a free spirit, but, like, I still have anxiety, if that makes sense. I still get nervous.
Nah, that's human nature, though, but...
You're literally, like, a ball of nerves.
You're a circle.
I am. A circle of nerves. An aura of nerves. And when I feel like that, I just need to hide in my apartment. Shit.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry for later.
Roll up, smoke weed and roll up.
Yeah,
that's how you feel.
Yeah,
I want to get sponsored by a weed company.
Yo, we're starting a high frequency cannabis line.
Word, I am.
She is. You are.
What?
Yes, I would love to have my own strain called High Frequency.
That would be so dope.
That would be crazy.
I'm talking that into existence.
Yeah, we need to manifest that shit. High frequency. I feel like, it would have to be just such a light and good feeling. Like, mm-hmm. It would have to be the perfect balance of indica and sativa. That way you don't feel like you're dead, but, like, you ready to, like, do some introspection.
Yeah.
In nature.
Yeah. I fucks with that.
Okay, so speaking of nature, I really want to have sex in nature, but I feel like it's such a spiritual experience. I don't want to do it with just anybody. Because I swear to God, if I fuck a nigga in nature and he plays me...
Can you imagine if nature is ruined for you?
Bro, honestly, at that point, I'm not even gonna say that because I'm not about to incriminate myself. I'm gonna keep that one to myself.
I feel like sex in nature takes it up a notch, though. Like, mm-hmm. I'm thinking of us, like, sitting on that bench.
Y'all me and you.
What?
I'm thinking of it, though.
Oh, like, it would happen?
I would like for it to happen.
I feel like with the sunset in the back, I got like nice hydrating mists on me. Ooh, my feet in the grass.
But you got a seaplane in the water.
A seaplane in the water?
And what's the a sunset. Seaplane?
It's a plane that lands in the ocean. So.
And they line up.
That sounds aggressive though.
It kind of looks like water skis on the bottom.
Yeah, they're pretty dope.
Bro, summertime is coming up and you know what that means. Mad public sex.
Time to get it.
The only issue with public sex is like you getting arrested.
Yeah, and being
a fucking registered sexual as a sex offender.
Yeah.
Well then.
Once you get catch, that's it.
Can you imagine? And then every time you move somewhere, you have to go introduce yourself to all your neighbors and be like, "Hey, my name is, and I'm a sexual offender,
and I'm a pedophile." But not actually. The government is just that's making funny. Me tell people that I am. By the way. There's wine in the fridge.
Say less.
So we're going to take a quick intermission, and I'm just going to say a bunch of random sexual things to just try to, like, spark a topic. This is how Gab's mind works. High frequencies mind works. You ready? Hennessy.
Babies.
Dick. Oh! Okay, so can we talk about the fact that, like, drinking totally can affect erectile dysfunction, but yet, like, when people drink, they have the best sex? So basically, if you're drinking before you're about to have sex, it's like, you're really shooting your shot with this one. Like, either your dick's gonna get hard or your dick isn't gonna get hard.
Yeah, you're gonna be turned up.
Yeah.
You have, like, different side effects of drinking, like... You could be really good to go, or you could be a shit show and can't get up, and it's just very embarrassing.
Hello, my loves. So, somebody called my phone and fucking interrupted the audio, so back to regular fucking programming.
Relax, it's just an audio.
Okay, let me get back in the mood. We were talking about Hennessy and how I have the greatest sex off of Hennessy, but also, Henny tastes like trash, but my pussy pops severely off Hennessy. Ooh.
Have you tried Douce?
Is that the one with the gold label?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
With the cross?
It has like a...
I've had that with you.
Yeah, you did.
Literally.
I couldn't remember.
I literally drank it at your apartment.
That's true. Yeah, we on that Douce, baby. Because
y'all niggas got money. My ass can't afford nothing but cheap wine.
Honestly, though, but we buy the smallest bottle.
Should be like slight 50
flex.
Bucks.
Minor flex.
Slight flex.
Minor flex.
Yeah, we ain't flexing too hard.
Nah, but we all gonna be rich soon. We gotta manifest that shit. Set intentions. Mm-hmm. Create your own reality because you know you do. We're all gonna be rich in the next 5 years.
I'm giving myself five. I'm gonna take that.
Yeah, five. 5 years and I'm gonna be rich. I'm gonna be rich in every aspect. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, just feeling rich. Even when shit's going bad, it's still good.
Yeah, real you gotta facts. Make the best of it. You know, at the end of the day, you could cry, but the problem's still gonna be there, so it doesn't even matter.
That's a fact.
Which route you take, to be honest.
You just have to try to be positive. Yeah, I've been realizing that. Like, you literally create your own reality. If shit's going bad, you have to tell yourself, I'm gonna let this shit destroy me, or I'm gonna work really hard to get past it.
Exactly. What future say? You either gonna cry on this bench, or you can cry
on
a tail.
Get fucked on it.
Oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. But, with life, you gotta realize, you're fucked up.
I'll take get fucked for
100.
Nah. But with life, you gotta realize, like, at the end of the day, you could cry and feel sad about something, but if you know it's not gonna change, it doesn't even make sense to even worry about it, you know?
Literally. Yeah. That's how my biggest life. That's my biggest thing.
Yeah, you just, bruh, if you have something going on in your life and you know, you cry right now, it's gonna feel better temporarily, but then at the end of the day, like, that shit's still gonna be there. Mm-hmm. So it's either, like, you know, fuck up and, I mean, get the fuck up and, you know, stand strong, or just let that shit take over you, and, you know.
I noticed for me, I need that time where I, like, completely melt down and fall apart, mm-hmm. and then I come back to life.
Like, yeah. Honestly, I was just about to ask you, do you have, like, a thing that you have to say to yourself, like, okay, bitch.
Oh my God. Like,
come on. Yeah. Get it together.
Literally, my full body mirror in my room, I stand in front of it and I'm like, hey, you're fucking tweaking right now. Like, you have the right to be sad, but this has been going on for entirely too long.
Yeah.
So what are three small goals that you're gonna set to get through this shit? Because if not, you're just gonna be feeling sad for the next 2 years, and you've done that before and it fucking sucked. Being depressed is not something I want for myself anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care how delusional I have to be to convince myself I'm happy. I don't want to be depressed anymore.
I feel like that's what ruined college for me. Like, I feel like me so too. Many people look back and they're like, oh my God, college was so great. And I'm like, I was depressed.
I was crying all the time.
Right?
I feel like that's why we were such good friends, though, because we were both homesick as fuck. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we were the only ones who understood, like, each other's mental health status at that current
also
moment.
Like, we hated everybody.
Oh my
throwback
God.
To when we, like, went to apply to USF together.
Yo, literally, we really hated our college experience.
Wow.
We That's disappeared fun. For a lot of it.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, because, like, I want to feel that same vibe where, like, you be in college and you look back at it when you do have kids in the future, mm-hmm. and you're like, bruh, I enjoyed college. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I can't say that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's still not too late, though.
Yeah, I think that's why I did grad school. Like, I'm trying to give myself a do-over.
Yeah. You are, like, giving yourself a do-over.
Literally, like, do whatever the fuck you want to do. Like, have fun, you know? Mm-hmm. And treat it as, like, yo, because after this, you got to go into the real world, and if you don't got shit together, you fucked. So
take it from me, the real world is intense as fuck, and if I didn't have my podcast as my passion project, I probably would have lost my mind by now. Actually, I did, and then I started my podcast, and that got me right back on track. Oh God, I hate real life sometimes.
Yeah, that shit can be bugging.
Well, I don't hate life, I just hate bills.
That's the fact. That's facts.
Like,
bills ruin everything.
Mm-hmm. Every time I pay them, they pop back up again.
Honestly, and they're so depressing. Like, your account just looks like on the second.
Yeah.
Your account just looks like shit.
First, I'm tired. I'm heavy as fuck.
Why?
By the second of the day, bank account looking scarce.
Yeah, as soon as, like, I get paid, all my bills get paid, and then I'm just like...
Yeah, that exact face.
Like, yikes.
So should I eat crackers, or should I just have water tonight?
Or sleep?
Yeah.
Should I have a nap for dinner?
Okay, but speaking of, like, money and money being tight, can we talk about being poly and having to pay for multiple dates all the time?
Oh, my God.
Because you're dating so many people.
Oh, my God.
Like, literally half the reason why I don't date so much is because, like, I'm not taking 5 bitches out on dates every week. Like, this is fucking ridiculous. Oh, no. You're going to come over to the crib and we're going to smoke a blunt. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, my God. I'm a fuck nigga. Be a fuck nigga.
Oh, that's funny as
shit. I might be a fuck nigga.
Yeah, I think you might. You're just trying to buy and get the fuck.
No, never. Never.
Just trying to save
that
coin. I
don't fuck everyone I date. Some people are just like, I have sex with some people, and then other people is just purely emotional and just conversation.
Yeah. You do need that balance though too sometimes. So, like, you know.
Is that on my butt? It's gone?
If this is the baggie, yeah.
Oh, wait, no. I was like, whoa, I just bought that yesterday.
I took the top off.
I'm dripping like hot sauce.
Oh, that harmony.
I got drinking it. Can you rock?
Oh, okay. I saved this. You ready?
Yup.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay. Reminder that polygamy is the ability to be deeply in love with multiple people and support them in the same way you would support someone in a monogamous relationship. And some of y'all can barely do that for one person, so good luck with 3 people.
Ooh.
I just want to address this because literally I have people in my DMs all the time talking about, yeah, I want to do a poly relationship. And I always ask them, okay, why? And they're like, because I want options. And I'm like, you literally just want people at your, like, fingertips. Yeah. Like, people are disposable. Like, do you actually realize how much effort it takes, how much time it takes and energy it takes to put love and compassion into that many people that you're dating? And
not that many. I was just about to say that. Like, that puts your emotions, like, through so much.
Yes, and I'm sensitive as fuck. You send me one text message that's spelt wrong and I think you cheating.
Like, it's literally hard as fuck to love three people
at the same damn time.
Like, that's work.
Yeah, it really is. And, like, sometimes I'm just like, dang, maybe I should just be in a relationship with one person because I can't handle this with this many people. But then it's like, no. You actually genuinely enjoy the connections you have with people. This is right. just your inner desire to cling to people and just find one person to tie down.
Yeah.
And I'm not with that. I don't want to tie people down.
Nah, it's like, you could have two different types of people, you know, like, one that's, you could be in a monogamous relationship only if, like, you dig in, only if you and your partner have communication, like, to be, when I say that, I mean to be able to, you know, try some,
you can't polygamy. Say it when you're high or
no,
when you're drunk.
I cannot.
I've noticed that. You'll be the, like,
you can't be in
I've noticed that.
You can't be in, like, a polygamous. Yeah, I know, right?
But it's so cute, right? Though.
You can't be in a polygamous relationship if, like, you know, you and your partner don't have that communication, you know, mm-hmm. to branch out and try something and know that it's just for fun and mm-hmm. it's, like, not to catch feelings for someone else. But it's just, like, to spark the relationship up or, you know,
yeah.
find a new, a different kind of vibe to be on, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I feel like nowadays people take emotions, like, to a whole new level. Like, people don't believe in polygamy because it's, like, oh, like, you're cheating on this person or you're cheating on that person. Like,
No, it's
not like you're taking love or emotion away from
Do you realize how hard that's gonna be to edit out?
I am so sorry. Are you done talking? My bad.
Okay, I'm not even editing that.
Nah,
out.
Nah, let it
rock. Niggas gonna hear what the fuck you did.
That just go to show you know, we keep this podcast real raw and yeah. real.
And uncut.
The sound of the speaker turning off.
Womp, womp.
That bitch is like, no, don't turn me off.
She's like, I'm sorry.
Okay, you but were yeah. on a roll.
I was. Right. But yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was Rumor saying, just like, fell the fuck out.
No, but it's not like you're taking emotion away from one relationship and mm-hmm. putting it into another. You're just distributing it properly.
Yeah. And it's kind of like what we talked about earlier. Like, when you're in one relationship with someone and that relationship is unhappy, sometimes it can fester. Mm-hmm. So I've been having problems with separating each relationship in terms of how I'm controlling my emotions. So, like, it's not even what other people are doing. It's really just me having a handle on my emotions and saying, okay, this is coming from here, let's keep it there. Because when I had one relationship where I was feeling really used and just, like, overlooked, it festered into all of my other ones. And it's like, look at you. Now you feel some type of way towards other people that don't even deserve that. So I have to work on that.
The best way is
acknowledging it is the first step.
Literally, like, it's fucking rehab.
Nah. Like you said, number one is acknowledging the problem you have, and then two is being able to like differentiate between the real and the fake. So it's like,
can we talk about what y'all told me today, though?
What?
Bring it up.
So today, rumor. I dare you, bitch. Dying in the corner
right
now. So she put the mic in my face. I fucking hate you. Today over dinner, lunch. They decided chips. To share with me and chips. Niggas literally had a liquid lunch. Anyways, they decided to tell me, which is completely factual and it hurt my feelings. It stung, which let me know that it was true. was that my last relationship changed me as a person and made me less free. And it just sucks because it's like, I've been in relationships like that before years ago, and it's like, dang, bitch, you still in the same spot? What the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Bro, I thought we were past this. Damn. I talk to myself in my mirror.
Nah, because your last relationship changed you from Gabby to Gabrielle.
Yeah, like mad formal. Yeah. And like, what? Sex? Threesomes? What do you mean threesomes?
I don't think we should be doing this.
I don't think so. This is wrong. Like,
do you have your Bible?
It's time to pray.
Fuck you talking about?
No, literally, like.
Nah, but it did change you from Gabby to Gabby high frequency to Gabrielle. I go to church every Sunday.
Yeah. Like, I just
want not saying to, like, that's a bad thing. You can do that.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
But don't, like, at the same time, don't shame yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely took, like, people who were around me at the time, I definitely took what they were saying in terms of, like, ew, why are you doing this? Why are you having sex with these people? To, like, to heart. And, like, oh, my God, maybe there's some truth to it. Not realizing that sometimes people just be hurt. And they just be saying all types of out-of-pocket shit.
Yeah.
And you can't really take that to heart because they're dealing with their own shit. And also, don't get into a relationship with someone who's not okay with being polyamorous. Like, just because someone says they're okay with something doesn't mean that they're okay with it.
I hate those people, though, that are, like, super passive-aggressive.
Yeah, like,
they're like, yeah, do what you want.
Oh. Yeah, literally. What? Did you just call me a fucking whore?
Nah. See, because, like... Like I told you guys earlier, like, the best way to, you know, overcome, for a person to overcome that, they have to, like, mature. They have to be able to face whatever you're talking about and then just deal with it or try it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, be able to communicate how you feel about everything. Because at the end of the day, you don't know what you like or don't like if you don't try it.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, you know.
I feel like people say that they're with this and, like, niggas will, like, hear my podcast or, like, see my Instagram and see that I'm so open about sex. And they'll, like, try to, like, fuck. And it's like, bro, you're not even ready for, like, what I'm about to throw your
way.
Like,
little boy, you're not really ready.
Like, I'm really gonna, like, force you to, like, face your demons and really think about shit. We're gonna fucking communicate. Yeah. All this other shit that you've been running by these little girls and they just sucking it up. And when I say little girls, that has been me before. Even quite recently, I didn't open my fucking mouth and stand up for myself. But that little girl mindset, like, I'm gonna force you to face your demons and you're not about to treat me any which way and think that you're about to have bomb sex. Like, nah, we can have bomb sex, but there's a lot of emotional shit that comes with this too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta know how to communicate with people, because at the end of the day, shit could be going super left and with one conversation it changed everything. You know what I mean? Like, just for, like, you know, for, like, talking about how you feeling towards a certain situation, for us to, like, have a constant communication of what's going on, it was like, all right, bet. I know how this person's feeling now, so I know either to adjust my way or, you know, try to understand how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know.
And I feel like me as a person, like, I overthink everything. So, like, 99% of the time, it's not even as deep as I think it is.
Yeah.
And then when you finally communicate with someone, it's like, damn,
why
did I
do all that?
I really almost had a meltdown over nothing.
The key to doing anything in life is just first, if it's between two people or whoever amount of people it is, have constant communication. Talk about your feelings.
In person.
In person. Not through on the phone, not through text, not through anything else.
Yeah.
Face-to-face communications gives you, you know, the true definition of how people feeling towards you.
Facts.
And how, like, genuine the love is. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you could talk to someone and, you know, confess everything to them and then they just be like, all right, well, yeah, I love you, but you can still see the face, you know, the facial recognition they got on. That's like, yeah, I'm not fucking with you at all.
Yeah, body language speaks volumes. Mm-hmm. Like, when it comes to communicating, if I can't be there with you in person, we're FaceTiming. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I need to see your reaction.
Because text can be misread.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then, like, people who are texting and communicating, they have time to, like, tweak what they want
to
say.
Yeah, to what you want to hear. And it's like, nah, I want to hear your raw reaction. Yeah. What's up?
Exactly.
Yup. Yeah. I feel that.
Because I think growing, for us being in a relationship, growing is, like, the best thing I've learned is communication, to be honest. Because you get to know it that person's feeling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have yourself to just look at and be like, yo, I can really fix this. And, you know, see what she like and see what I like and, you know, go from there and grow from it. Mm-hmm. Or you could be a bitch and, you know,
cry about it
and it doesn't make sense.
You can do both. You could be a bitch, cry about it, and work on the issue.
Exactly. So, I mean, when you figure out that way to leap over it, where you don't have to cry and bitch about it, is mm-hmm. the when you reach full maturity, like, with everything.
Yeah. I feel like it's cool, too, because, like, our problems have been fixed just by talking in person.
Yeah.
Like 5 minutes.
Literally. Needed this conversation at lunch today to help clarify whatever, you know. In between our friendship, mm-hmm. communication was key to letting us all know that we on one accord. Mm-hmm. And we all trying to go someplace.
Yeah, and like, actually experience awesome things together.
Yeah.
But like, be honest with each other. Like, mm-hmm. hey, you've been changing. And like, hey, I'm concerned.
Well, hey, I did this wrong, you know.
What can we do to fix it?
Exactly. Yeah. So the first steps is to not only just, like, realizing you a bitch, but realizing that, like, you know, I have my own problems as well, and mm-hmm. I need to fix them.
Facts.
You can't just be blaming other people for what you don't understand.
Yeah, because literally the end result of that conversation was we all fucked up.
Yeah.
Now what are we going to do moving forward?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Don't be afraid to take baby steps. Don't be afraid to take baby steps, and also don't be afraid to just leap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yo, that's a fact. That is a fact. What? Is the chocolate nasty? Ew, it's like cum coming out of it. You dead ass have cum on your lip right now.
Oh, wow.
What is it, coconut? Mm-hmm. It's chocolate. Okay, so we're eating Valentine's Day candy because my students got me so much chocolate, and I don't want to eat all of it by myself. How do you guys feel about food and sex, like bringing in whipped cream and shit? I just feel like that's a yeast infection waiting to happen.
I feel like the whipped cream, like, you just have to be thorough and get it all.
Thorough.
Fox.
If you're sticky after, there wasn't enough.
Okay.
But certain foods kind of gross. Not even gonna lie.
Yeah. I hate strawberries.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever, like, went to the point of, like...
Let me feed you a strawberry
while
I'm... You could feed me grapes.
The only thing we've ever done was...
My Leo ass is so extra.
Yeah, the only thing we've ever done was whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
And grapefruit.
Grapefruit. We tried the grapefruit thing.
You sucked his dick with grapefruit? Mm, how was it?
It was interesting.
I love that sound. That lets me know I'm going to work.
Yeah. I think we tried some ice, but yeah, I guess ice. That doesn't really count.
I like ice. This is dark chocolate, and I hate dark chocolate.
I hate dark chocolate.
Those are both dark
chocolate. It was
chocolate.
Like, oh shit, I'm freezing.
Yeah. Oh, she put ice on your dick?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I put it like in my mouth.
I feel like that'd be intense for my clip. Like, too intense for my clip.
Nah, that's like instant, mm-hmm. like, I'm gonna even come everywhere. Like,
instantly.
Yeah, like, seriously.
Was it squirt worthy or just cum worthy? Squirt worthy? I know.
But then you squirt worthy, but you like high. Imagine being high and then having the ice too.
Ooh.
Cause your body warm and then
that's
the
like
ice
an
just
intense feeling.
My spidey
that ice changing. Just hit you in a. Yo, we on that Liberty Creek. Yo, we need a sponsorship.
Yo, I literally paid $7 for that big ass bottle.
Exactly, we need a
that's
sponsorship.
That's why I love
it does
wine.
The job. What's your favorite kind of wine?
I like Riesling. It's a white, but it's like, it's not too sweet. Because Moscato has gotten like way too sweet for me.
Yeah, it is. It tastes like fucking juice.
Yeah. So I like the Riesling because it makes me feel like I'm drinking something sweet, but it's still like, oh, I'm sophisticated. I'm drinking wine.
I like Moscato.
That's my mom's favorite.
I love Moscato.
Yeah, that's become
really?
My favorite too.
I feel like me and your mom speak the same language. Like, I feel like if I were to get your mom on an episode, she would tell me all her tips.
Oh my
and
god,
kinks.
I will throw up.
Yeah, no, literally. I feel like your mom is like the OG freak joint. I can't wait to talk to her.
I know she is. My sister told me like how she caught my parents like having sex, and she said my mom's legs were in the air like this, and she just saw my dad like between them.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Like pushing her legs up on his shoulders and shit. Yo, what the fuck?
My mom's a freak.
That's like one of my favorite positions though. Like, it's so basic, but it's just like I feel everything inside of me.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Shout out, mom.
Shout out.
Nah.
Cheers to you.
I honestly, the best thing for me too is like, I always, like, if me and her going at it, like, I go push, I point the mirror to us.
I love watching myself have sex. Like, oh my god, I love watching myself ride.
Every position, every move, like I'm trying to catch it all. I'm like, I'm looking at it like.
He said, "I'm trying to catch them all." You heard that? Ooh, gotta catch them all. I'm having sex tonight. Nope, I'm not because I'm not. I'm not having sex tonight.
What time is it?
Let's just get that on the record.
Y'all gonna text me later, like, bitch.
We so do.
Exactly.
No, but I'm trying. I don't know.
Why wouldn't you?
Okay, so I did this thing. I haven't been sharing about my personal life on the podcast at all, like, recently. And I guess because it's been a shit show, so I've just been trying to steer away from it. But I broke my celibacy and, like, yeah, but it wasn't, like, what I expected. So now I'm just like, I should just not have sex.
What did you expect?
I don't know. I don't know. I think I did it too soon. I had sex on the first date. Mm-hmm. It's not that it wasn't what I expected. It's I had sex on the first date and I was like, fuck. I've never had sex on the first date before. And I really wasn't ready to tackle that social issue.
Yeah.
And now I have to see if a nigga's not gonna take me seriously because I fucked him on the first date. Which, if he's not gonna take me seriously because I fucked him on the first date, then he's not the nigga for me because that type of stuff shouldn't matter. And also, if he's not the type of nigga that would understand, like, it's okay to have sex mm-hmm. on the first date, then it's just like, you fucked a nigga that doesn't understand that gap. Like, you need to do better. Like, why are you letting these type of niggas inside you?
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like, too, it just all depends on, like, how you move. Like, you could let him fuck on the first night, or you could not let him fuck on the first night. I mean, but that's just how you were feeling, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You just wanted to get it over with. You wasn't watching that, like, it meant anything, but it's just, like, you've been, I guess, beating yourself up.
Mm-hmm. And, you have been beating yourself up a lot. Exactly.
And that's why I don't like that nigga. And he made you beat yourself up over what you feel is most freeing.
Hi, this relationship doesn't align with me anymore.
I was like, yo.
No, yeah, like, I just...
I was taking a shit.
Hello, not the taking the shit part. But yeah, like, my other relationships, they just didn't align with me at the time. And it just, I was beating myself up over it. Because one, they didn't align with me. But, like, at the same time, I was shaming myself because of other people's opinions. Mm-hmm. And that still happens. Like, yes, I'm a free spirit. But, like, other people's opinions,
they're always going to get to some, yeah. Like, at some point.
Like, if it's random people, whatever.
Especially if it's someone that you really have, like, an emotional connection with.
That's what it was. Yeah, it was, like, somebody who was, like, really my right hand. And it's, like, if this is how you feel about me, then, like, there has to be some truth to it.
Yeah.
But sometimes some people are just hurt and they say shit. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be able to tend your own feelings before you worry about someone else's. You got to be comfortable in your own skin before
really
you take on someone else.
Or else you're going to be threatened to set niggas on fire.
Yeah, you know.
Thank you. Thank you for saying you're proud of me. Yeah, I'm really working on it. I'm coming out of my shell again.
Yeah, you got to get back to Gabby and not Gabrielle.
Gabrielle with a period at the end. That's what my parents call me when I'm in trouble. Gabrielle?
Exactly. You can't be Gabrielle. Nah, you got to get back to being, not even just Gabby, high frequency.
I feel like high frequency is like, she's that bitch.
Yeah.
She has the best sex stories. The best sex stories.
Exactly. So it's just like, once you get back to that point, you good.
I guess high frequency is an alter ego.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got two sides of you.
Gab is still a crazy bitch, though. So basically, it's just downhill from here.
Yeah, you got two sides that are gonna kill you, so it doesn't even matter.
I'm telling you.
Just choose which way you wanna die faster.
Literally. Which way? Exactly. So fun. So many options.
Either way, you're gonna go bye bye.
Either way. But I will have fun on the way out.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Hell yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I just can't believe I let people convince me about myself. Like, I really need to be more careful about who I let around me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, everybody, you gotta watch people's actions because, you know, everybody can pick a certain face.
Mm-hmm.
but everybody can't carry along that kind of
relationship. I think that's what it was. Like, in the beginning, like, you know, it's easy to have that facade and be the representative of yourself, the version you want people to see.
Yeah.
But then as time goes on, people see your true color. I think that's why I'm beating myself up about telling this guy I was going to set him on fire. Like, I'm sorry, guys. This really isn't sitting well with me. I think that's why. Yeah. It's like, Gab, is this your true colors?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nah, see, because people got to understand, you, like, if you want to take on someone's relationship, you got to take them on fully, because you can't just be bullshitting and say you want to be this guy or be this girl and not fucking live up to it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You got to be able to give and take. So, yeah. Like, it wow. To me, it just, like, you got to be, it all goes back to maturity for me. Like, mm-hmm. You got to be able to grow as an individual and be comfortable with yourself first. Before you allow anything else to happen.
I feel that. And I honestly feel like I was telling Naomi this. Naomi's my best friend. I was telling her this yesterday. We were talking about it. Like, when I'm not dating people, I feel fine. Like, I'm literally, like, my happiest self. I feel so comfortable and so good. But then when I am dating, it's like I start to see myself through other people's eyes. Mm-hmm. And I start to get really just, like, nervous about who I am as a person. And I don't know why, like, my brain just, like, does that.
Nah, I feel like...
And then that's sad, though, because then that's, like, maybe you're just not with the right people.
Yeah. I'm not. That's because literally the problem. I'm just with people that make me feel bad
yourself through someone else's eyes and see, like, a fucking angel, a fucking goddess. You exactly. know what I mean?
That's why I said it goes back to what I said. Like, you have to be able to take on your own demons and, like, not worry about what... No, I wouldn't even call them demons. You have to be able to take on whatever the fuck you want to take on. And, like, not worry about the noise in the market, because at the end of the day, this makes you feel good. This makes you feel free, makes you feel empowered. And then you got another block that's just like, ah, fuck, this is a drag. Like, mm-hmm. I can't do anything, or if I try to, I'm gonna feel bad. But not feel bad because, like, you're not liking what you're doing, but feeling bad because this person believes I'm doing wrong.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's just like, you gotta develop a wall where you have, yeah, I can take on what you're saying, but at the end of the day, this is fucking my life. So this is me. And yeah. You know, be able to do me.
That's like, that just ties into the theme of my life right now, which is I create my own reality.
Yeah.
I've been letting too many people come up in my shit and tell me what's up and tell me how I should feel about myself. And I need to take power back over my own life, because this shit is fucking crazy. How dare people come up in my life and try to make me feel some type of way about myself just because they insecure.
Exactly. Everybody who says something negative against someone is only because they're jealous.
Yeah.
They can't reach that point where they're like...
Insecure.
Yeah, or insecure. Like, where they can't reach that point where, like, fuck, I'm comfortable with my life. I'm happy with my life. Like, I don't care what else. I don't care if you try to do this or you try to do that, and I'm going to still be okay. I don't care what it is. Wow. And it's literally because they're insecure and jealous. They can't be in the position you are.
This episode is going to piss a couple people off, but honestly, this is what I needed to hear.
You don't give a fuck. You got to take the real.
Yeah. Like, this is high-key a therapy session for high frequency.
Nah,
but, like, honestly, this is what I needed. Like, I just needed somebody to say it, because I told my therapist this, too. I was like, I feel like I'm fighting seeing him for who he really is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm not heartbroken, I'm not sad, but yeah. You still have moments where you're brought back to and you're like, oh, dang, that was fucked up.
Yeah.
It's crazy how you couldn't see that while you were in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, you gotta, like, let go of, like, like I said, you gotta put up two walls. The wall that worries for you, and then the wall that, like, kind of cares what everybody else is saying. Like, he gave you two sides, like, well, yeah, I'm cool with this, but at the end of the day, I'm not fucking with it. Mm-hmm. Like, and you gotta, like I said, you gotta realize, like, yo, I'm doing this for me, you know, because this is helping my sanity, you know, helping my mind and everything to grow as a human being. And if you're not gonna gel with that, if you're not gonna gel with me, you know, trying to empower myself, then it doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, why would me empowering myself... Why would you take that as offense? That's a red flag.
Exactly.
Because
that's why I said, you gotta, you know, worry about you first before you try to take on anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Bottom line, she is that bitch.
Exactly.
Oh, I love you.
you gotta, you know, realize the real.
Oh God, yeah. That's what I was telling. I texted my friend today. I was like, shout outs to my manipulative ass exes. Y'all really did a number on me, because like manipulative relationships really make you question your own reality. It makes you question like your own capability of functioning in this world as yourself.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because, like I say, at the end of the day, you gotta make yourself happy versus worrying about what someone else thinks. Mm-hmm. Because you're your own person, and, you know, they at the end of the day have to live their boring lives while you having fun.
Facts.
And feeling free, and, you know, and feeling up.
And if someone else, that power.
Exactly, and if someone else is trying to bring that down, and it's like, you know what? I can't feel like shit to please you. I gotta make sure I'm good.
And you know what I realized? The people who get mad at that are the people that aren't meant for you.
Exactly.
Because even like my best friend Naomi, she understands, like, if I pull away from her for some time and I don't talk to her, she understands it's because I need to focus on me for that time. And she's okay with that because she wants me to be the best version of myself. But then the trash ass people I'm dating that don't understand that, those are not the people that have my best interests at heart. Yeah. Wow.
Exactly.
I just had like an epiphany.
Boom.
Boom, boom, boom. Hire us.
So those are today's gems. Surround yourself with people that want you to be the best version of yourself, because those are the people that really care about you.
Yeah.
Okay. What else did we talk about today?
Hold on. And if any of you niggas or girls, I'm not going to call you bitches, women, whatever.
Niggas, but women. Niggas. So we're respecting women, but not niggas.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Do not take on anything you can't handle mentally, because you're going to fuck the other person over who's already comfortable.
Facts, because I'm going to fuck another nigga and then you just going to cry. Don't set yourself up.
So, niggas and women, please, please and please, I emphasize this. Do not take on more than you could chew.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Stick to what you know, especially if you're not comfortable with it.
Do what you're comfortable with. Yeah. Be real with yourself.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Don't try to take on something just because you want to fuck. Because, yeah, you might fuck, but at the end of the day, she ain't coming back to you or he ain't coming back to you. So, get yourself.
Be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Major key.
Major Wait, key. Wait, no, I really need that as a sound bite. And anytime someone says a key, I'm just going to play that.
Major key. I just got plugged in. Major key.
So on that note, I'm going to end this episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in once again. Because like I always say, if y'all didn't tune in, I would dead ass just be sitting here talking to myself. So thank you. Do you guys want to say goodbye?
Hey, yo. Adios.
That sounded like a Beagle song.
Hello.
You want your goodbye. Shit today.
This was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
I like this one.
Me too. I like this one too.
Okay.
Wait, you didn't say bye.
Bye, guys.
Okay.
Hide your bitches. Don't be bitches.
Hide your bitches. It's 5:47 p.m. Do you know where your bitch is at?
She's getting fucked.
Is she in good hands? Bye. That's all Satan.
Yo, we out.
All right, so on that note, y'all, please have a good night. Peace and love. And as always, let's grow together.